Linda, you never agree with anything I say. Let's hear your rebuttal of what I'm saying.
Oh, well, there is no rebuttal, and I do. That's not true. I do agree with a lot of you of what you say.
Well, how come we don't agree with all of it? What is it you don't agree with?
I'm not into debating. I'm really not, you know. But
yeah, you're one of these diseased listeners. I always keep you mute, and you don't complain. I always mute Linda. For some reason, her phone causes static or noise, or it seems to. I've kept her muted for 5 years, and she doesn't complain. Now, there's a person who wants to listen. But, Linda,
well,
you got to start talking.
No, I have an air conditioner on most of the time. But,
Bob,
if I really had something to say, I would be raising my hand addictively. I just have.
Well, why don't you have? Katie Thomas says you have something to say. She learned a lot from you. How come you only do it in private one-on-one conversations?
Well, Katie Thomas, it was all about numbers. And it just was
okay.
The right information. You know, you started her growth, and I just filled in one little piece that just opened up tremendous amount of things for her.
Oh. You care to share that piece of information? Maybe we don't know it.
No, I don't.
You see?
You know.
You won't share it.
That's her biz, you know. I'm not going to share.
Oh.
I'm not going to share her stuff. Like, you know.
Oh, but no, it's your stuff.
Like you did with Mary last week.
What did I do with Mary?
Well, you know, you just let her go on, and the poor thing, it was kind of sad to listen to. You know, I mean, even though I will tell you it was interesting, you couldn't hang up the phone and say, well, I'm not going to listen to this shit. You know, you listen. But, you know, she wasn't in her right mind, and she actually did say, well, it doesn't matter, this is private recording, and you did nothing to correct that.
Well, yes. My true colors were revealed.
Yeah, dirty dog.
Yeah, dirty dog. But I only deleted the whole thing to save my ass. Even my corrective measures were selfish.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that, you know, if there wasn't some sort of threat, you would have had everybody. You didn't hear that?
I told you people, Linda doesn't agree with me. We suckered her in. Listen to this. She's an incredibly irresponsible, evil person.
No, not all of me.
Didn't take long. Not all of me, yes.
I think you're an extreme, intelligent person.
I'm extreme. What am I extreme about?
Well, it's addictive. You know, you're addictive in it to me.
You're addicted to me? Is that what you just said?
I said it.
You're addicted to me?
No, I said you're addicted to your passion about McLuhan and all that stuff.
McLuhan was a bloody fucking idiot. You know, I just bring up that shit to fill in the, you know, airtime. Come on. You haven't heard my actual opinions of anything.
Well, actually, you know, the after show, if I missed everything, in the morning, that's when I like you. That's when I think you're at your best.
Yeah, that's when I tell the truth.
You're Bob, you're not performing, you know?
Yeah, that Bob's a nice guy. He just holds stuff back.
No, I really like him. If I ran into him on the beach, we would have fun. We would have some good conversations.
What do you think of that, Chad? See, we're missing Chad? You missed the real Bob, Chad, if you don't come to the Bill show.
Normally I'm asleep by then.
Right.
You ought to sleep through the rest of it and listen to that.
Bob's a schizoid. Bob is not who he appears to be when he's on the air and they're being recorded, but as soon as he just drops it all and it becomes a regular guy.
Just a regular guy. But, you know, that regular guy makes the other stuff you say, it makes more sense.
You mean it helps to explain what I say in the recorder part? It explains it better?
I know. I think that nice side, that Bobby, we'll call him Bobby, the Bobby guy. You know?
Who would have predicted this conversation? You see, Chad? It's a miracle.
Yeah.
We just have to get Bob on the phone, and the unforeseen unfolds naturally.
Just keep tickling Bob until something happens.
I mean, I didn't think that Linda would say anything. Look what she said. She's being honest.
Isn't everybody honest?
Well, where are we? Yes, with Ion, people are forced to be honest because they know Ion will expose them. Ion knows their secrets, so we are probably the most honest show around.
Do you think they're really honest when they say how great you are?
Yes. I told you, Liz, the biggest cynic of the audience. Biggest cynic of the Ionettes.
I don't know if
that's
cynic. Do you think that's cynic? I'm just asking you a question. Do you believe that they glorify you in the way that they say?
Yes, I believe they mean it. I certainly do, because I am fantastic. You're absolutely an idiot if you don't praise me. You know, you have
I don't doubt that you're fantastic. That's not it,
yes.
You know. But they go beyond that, you know. I just seem over-glorified to me, you know.
I've been listening to Bob for a long time, even before Ion came along, and people still venerated Bob even when they weren't trying to get a session with Ion, because Ion wasn't around.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And what does that mean? What was your point on that?
Yeah, what does that mean? What's your point, Chad?
Sound like people were putting you on a pedestal for some ulterior motive. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it sounded like to you? You took that real personal. You felt like I was attacking Bob?
Yes, it did sound like that.
Well,
I was commenting on your comments about the followers of the show.
I tell you, Libby's a fucking nut.
Yeah, I am. You have to be to listen to you.
Do you listen to Roxanna's videos?
Oh, yeah.
To watch them?
I love her videos, yeah.
Well, the latest one ends with, she's saying, well, Bob, you're the second coming. And I'm like, yes, it is a tough position. I am the second coming. I mean, if any outsider heard that, they'd say, what is this guy? Just quietly, yes, agreeing that he's the second coming.
Well,
that's pretty funny.
Well, I see why you own that. She glorifies you. She thinks you're the second coming. I mean, you know, she must think that.
Oh, she does?
And you graciously receive it.
Yes, I gracefully accept the accusations, yes. Why don't you come on and correct Roxanna?
Why would I correct her? That's what she believed. That's her joy. Why would I make her wrong? Whatever she believes, I don't think that's wrong. I may not think but I don't think she's wrong in her thought.
Do you think that your opinion should be expressed by you?
Say that again.
Well, you don't express yourself like you are now. Is there a reason you don't say every week that Bob is over-glorified? How come you don't reiterate
it's
that?
Just, what does it matter? Nobody else thinks that. You know,
you're a minority. You
what
are a minority.
Yeah, I mean, what does it matter? I still listen to you. I don't think you're an idiot. I find some interest. So, you know, I mean, if you make people happy and you take them to their fastest path to joy, hooray. Jesus did that for some people. But, you know, if you do that for people, hats off to you.
All right. So you call into a show, and you're a minority, and you have no chance of influencing anybody because everybody's deluded, and you like listening to that environment.
Well, I don't think everybody's deluded.
Oh, you think that they're fooling me?
No, I think that's what they believe, Bob. I'm not judging that they're deluded. Maybe I am the one because I don't see all this. But I don't think they're whacked for this. I mean, you know.
Well, why wouldn't you agree with them? Okay, so what is the difference? Do you don't think
don't
they're
get that
whack
excited. You don't excite me. You know, you don't. there isn't anything, and I'm not the smartest bulb in the world. There isn't anything that I have said, oh, wow, that's interesting.
You're saying you haven't had that experience with me?
No.
You are a dim bulb. Let's see. How could we get through to you? How could we excite you? Can you give me a hint of whatever did excite you?
I did enjoy your conversation with Madeline.
Ah, the alcoholic one about getting rid of her smoking.
No, Madeline's not an alcoholic, is she? I didn't know that.
No, we did. It was the smoking with Madeline.
Right. It's
so
where you took
that.
Her that I thought was great, because everything you were saying I already knew, but I thought it was great that you were saying it.
Okay, so you like that, but what in your life in the past has excited you?
I have to think about that.
What in your life inspired you? Are you capable of being excited and inspired by something?
Oh, God, I was inspired with a lot of things for a good 20 years. I was inspired with Jesus Christ. I was inspired with Louise Hay. I was very excited with David Holt in Total Biology. I did some work with him.
Right.
That was a big thing. I'm also inspired with a thing called Tong Ren and bioelectric energy. Well, what I call it is like acupuncture on steroids.
It's a new thing, this acupuncture on steroids?
No, it's been around for years. The recognition of it, it's still considered quackery. David Holt introduced me to it. It's pretty fascinating stuff.
Carol, is David Holt the guy who was sending you flowers?
No.
That was a doctor.
No, but David Holt is the total biology guy that I refer people to.
Did you know about David Holt before you heard Carol talk about him?
Carolyn referred me to him. She told me about him.
Oh, I see. That was good.
That was great.
So you respect what Carolyn says.
Well, he's kind of about what you were talking to Madeline about getting down to the root of why, you know, she smokes. And then the Tong Ren is what David Holt referred me to. He did a lot of Tong Ren therapy with me. It's like, you know what they call themselves? They call them, people joke and say it's voodoo. There's this doll that has all the meridians on it and these points. And Tom Tam, who's in Haverhill, and he's worked with the hospitals there with cancer patients and, you know, have had such incredible results without chemo or with chemo. And the doctors just shake their head and say, yeah, it's working, but they're still not buying it. I don't know if you're familiar with tapping.
Yes, I know about tapping.
Okay, so basically, to me, that's what this is you tap on the meridian point, and it breaks up the blockages. And all diseases and all things that accumulate, besides magnesium, by the way, we know magnesium is a great thing. It supports the body tremendously. But if these meridians are blocked, and they're blocking the normal energy flow in the body, this is what causes all sorts of things in your body. Cancer, the oxygen is blocked, it's not flowing on its right path. Kind of like that.
Okay, Carolyn, do you know this Tom Randall stuff?
Yes, it's instead of tapping on yourself for a condition, you or the practitioner taps on this doll in the appropriate point. And that energetically transfers to your body.
Oh, yeah, it's a voodoo thing. I thought it was Tom, T-O-M, Ren. No, Tong
Ren. No, it's Tom Tam. This is his little thing. He's a little Oriental guy.
Who's he?
Tom Tam.
Some guy invented it.
Tom Tam, T-A-M. And Tong Ren.
Oh, I see, Tong Tam.
is an old Chinese practice, and he's...
I see, yeah. There's so, Tom Tam. And Tom Tam is doing it in the hospitals.
He has done it in the hospitals, but he has a place where he lives, and it's like a healing center. The stories are amazing.
But, you know, Linda, what I think about things like this and all the modalities I've seen over the past 45, 50 years is so many of them do work, and if we could somehow study it in a particular way, we'd find out that the person who gets the so-called healing by a certain modality, it's just that it's their time. It's when they have finally let go of the conflict and they're ready to heal, and it just happens they're doing Tong Ren at the time or EFT or...
Would you include RNA drops for cancer?
Yeah, maybe RNA drops, except, you know, of course I have the bias that RNA drops are the best. I mean, that's the sense I get, Linda. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's what most people might think. It almost sounds like taking magnesium is going to do all these wonderful things.
But yeah, it does. Magnesium does all these wonderful things.
If you went on Tong Ren's site, he has 5 days a week, and he has, it's free. They do ask for donations, but they don't get much.
Yeah, they have all kinds of healings, I know. But, I mean, I can show you patients and friends who've tried it, and they're dying. It doesn't work 100% of the time. What Ion wants and what I want is something that works, you know, every time without fail or exception, and it's something under a person's control. And I like Tong Ren because you're tapping yourself.
I agree with that, but, you know, when Ion gets to the place or you get to the place that all one thing can happen, that'll be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the different modalities that mix in. If you would read some of the testimonies and some of the healings. Now, let me tell you something. Some of these people may die, but some of these people live 10 years longer. Some of these people, especially in the cancer, especially with prostate cancer, have some incredible stories.
Yeah, if you listen to the Monday show, there were a couple of people there who thought they were dying. They started the completement formulas, and they can't believe that their lives have been given back to them.
And I agree with that. And I can tell you that there are those type of people with Tong Ren.
Yeah.
The people that ran into you that are supposed to run into you, I think. And I did. It was the right timing. And I believe total in your work. And then you introduced me to David Holt, which was my next step. It was just incredible. And then he took me to Tong Ren. And that has been amazing.
Do you take the RNA drops?
I take maybe a drop a day when I can remember.
A day, yeah.
One thing I do notice, though, which I haven't had much luck in, I get laughed at when I ask about it, because I just find it interesting. I had this thing about my nails splitting down the middle.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was from the RNA, because my nails have always been extremely strong and really have never had the ridges or anything on them. So anyway, they really split, mostly the thumbs. Wasn't the other nails, just the thumbnails. So I stopped everything except for magnesium, and I take Realign. And I stopped the RNA for about 6 months, and all that went away. So I started, that's about 3 weeks ago, I started taking a drop in the morning, and my nails are splitting again in the middle. So I don't know. I just find that interesting.
Well, that happens to me, Linda.
And I heard you mention that.
Yeah, this is 4 years ago, and Ion said that I am split, I am divided about relating to Ion, something like that.
Oh, I get that one.
And you're...
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, you're divided. I mean, you listen, but you're not totally blown away by it or something. So I'm divided, but I've been divided all my life. I don't commit myself to anything. Basically, probably. So it's enhanced that. The drops are showing me what I am.
Now, I don't know why it was so difficult when I asked that question 4 or 5 months ago, that I was just totally blasted for it, or laughed at for it.
By Ion?
By both of you. Well, Ion has always been pretty nasty with me.
Like he is with me. That's why our nail split. We're nasty. Ion knows we're the enemy. You and I, Linda. Yeah, Ion don't like us.
That's funny, Bob.
Yeah, well, I'll say anything to get
a joke. We must be pretty special.
Yes, we're the only ones who maintain our autonomy in relation to Ion. People like Chad totally capitulated and are just zombies, dupes of non-physical. But no, we have the guts to have split fingernails to show that we are split about this operation.
Well, at least that's something.
Yeah.
Because I still don't know.
Not many people have. Don't know what.
Do other people, have they mentioned split nails?
No, you're the first as far as I know.
Well, see, we have something in common.
Yeah. Well, I'm a black woman, too, You're a black woman, right?
It's so ridiculous.